Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, with her special guest, Turhan Bey. Take it away, Dinah.
Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Nice, nice, nice. That's you, that's you. Fine, fine, fine. That's you, that's you. Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Your tasty lips are sweeter than a lollipop. And every time I kiss you, ooh, how I hate to stop. I rack my brain to find the proper adjective, a sentimental compliment to give you. Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Nice, nice, nice. That's you, that's you. I never went to eat an university, therefore I have a limited vocabulary, and so I use the language that I have on hand while making love to you on New Veranda. Good, good, good. That's you, that's you. Nice, nice, nice. That's you, that's you. Fine, fine, fine. That's you, that's you. Good, good, good.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
Fine, fine, fine.
Yum, yum, yum.
Good, good, good. That's you, that's you.
That's you, that's you.
That's you, that's you. Ladies and gentlemen, how you fellas? I'm fine, and welcome to another free-for-all at our Bird's Eye Open House. Our special guest of the evening is that man who's had such a fast and sensational rise in the motion picture world, Mr. Turhan Bey. Harry, you'll just have to control yourself.
Excuse me.
That's all right. On hand to make him feel at home are the regular members of the Bird's Eye Open House Committee, namely Robert Emmett Dolan and the orchestra, Joe Lilly and the chorus. And here comes my favorite announcer, who's a very big man in Hollywood, Harry Von Zell. How are you, Harry?
Well, hiya, Dinah. Well, that was awful nice. Did you really mean what you said about me just then?
I certainly did. After all, you are a big man in Hollywood.
Oh, gosh.
As a matter of fact, you're beginning to spread over into Glendale.
I knew it. There you. I might have known it was a trap. You're always going around making cracks about my size. And it's very ironic, you know, when I'm on such a strict diet.
You're on a diet?
Yeah.
Oh. Look, Harry, I don't like to be the kind of hostess that talks or anything, but last night at my house when they passed the turkey, how come you took two drumsticks?
Oh, two drumsticks?
Two drumsticks. Two drumsticks.
Yeah. Two drumsticks.
Yes, two drumsticks.
Well, I like to mash my own potatoes.
Well, look, Harry, if I've said anything to offend you, all I can say is, it's true.
Well, that's better. Look, tell me, Dinah, is Turhan Bey really coming over here tonight?
He certainly is, and I hope you'll know how to behave when he gets here.
Well, don't worry about me. I'm all prepared for him.
Are you sure?
Sure. I spent all last night in a Turkish bath.
Now, look, Harry, I'm warning you, Turhan Bey is a very important man. He's very popular. He starred in a lot of Universal Pictures.
Well, that doesn't faze me, you know. After all, I came darn near getting that part Robert Walker had in The Clock, you know.
The Clock?
Yeah.
Why didn't you get it?
Well, my hands were all right, but they didn't like my face.
That's all.
Yeah, that's all.
Now I'm going to sing a song, and I'm going to dedicate it to the men and women of the Air Transport Command, who this month are celebrating the fourth anniversary of their wonderful service. A hit tune for a hit outfit, Laura. footsteps that you hear down the hall. That laugh that floats on a summer night that you can never quite recall. And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you.
Gentlemen, comes time for me to tell you.
Mondale, oh, Mr. Mondale, there you are, you great big ball of fire, you.
No.
Aren't the tomatoes green this year?
Mr. Mondale, I'm leaving for my vacation tomorrow, and I couldn't think of going without giving you something to remember me by. Wouldn't you like to take a lock of my hair?
What, and leave you bald?
Mr. Mondale, to think that you should ever speak to me like that. And after I've been going around saying that you've got a face like Charles Boyer's.
Well. You think I have a face like Charles Boyer's?
Yes, like Charles Boyer's French poodle. There. That should teach you to speak sweeter to me.
Oh, well, I shall speak sweet to you, my little dandelion. And I use the word dandelion in reference to your stems. Oh, now, please accept my apologies.
Well, all right. After all, I am going away, aren't I?
Yes, tell me, where are you going to spend your vacation?
Oh, at a mountain resort. Oh, the beautiful country with its trees and flowers and birds and bees. Oh, nature is wonderful. Oh, I just love Mother Nature.
You know, I just can't imagine you loving Mother Nature.
Well, why shouldn't I?
After what she did to you.
To help me, Mr. Bonzel.
Yes.
After all, my trunks, my suitcases, and my handbags are all packed.
Well, you mean you're taking all those things with you?
Of course.
Well, that's ridiculous. There's only one thing you have to take along on a vacation.
What's that?
Spinach.
Spinach?
Bird's eye quick frozen spinach. Luscious, beautiful green spinach. With all that wonderful fresh from the garden flavor and the vitamins and minerals sealed in by quick freezing. Why, it's delicious, simply delicious. Take it with you, and then when you're in the moonlight with an attractive man, win his heart with Bird's Eye Spinach.
Oh, don't be silly.
Well, that's not silly. Look, after all, the surest way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Through his stomach?
Yes.
But I want his lips, not his appendix. Oh, after all, what do you know about a woman's problem?
I know all about women's problems, and I know how to solve them.
You really do?
Of course. Now, you take you. You want a vacation.
Yes.
I tell you what I'm going to do. My advice for anyone who wants a vacation is to keep a plentiful supply of bird's eye spinach handy. For there's no kitchen work at all connected with bird's eye spinach. No washing, no sorting.
But, Mr. Bunker...
Go away, little girl, you're bothering me. No, really, you simply have to take those glistening green leaves of perfectly clean, perfectly delicious spinach out of the box and pop into boiling water. To prepare it as a vacation from work, its eating is an adventure.
Oh, don't talk to me about adventure.
No.
Last year, I had all the adventure I ever want to have at the seashore.
Oh, really?
Yes. I was swimming in the ocean when an octopus came up from the bottom and threw all eight of his powerful arms around my throat and wouldn't let go.
Well, what happened?
I was never so thoroughly necked in all my life.
Oh, dear. Well, I can readily see then why you're not going back to the beach this year.
Yes. And my main objection to the beach is that I can't stand sand in my clothes.
No, sand. Oh, yes, sand. Women can't stand sand in their spinach either, you know. And that's one of the big reasons they buy bird's eye spinach, because there's not a trace of sand. No sand, no grit. There's no waste. You can eat everything you pay for. Why, one box, you know, serves four people. Really, bird's eye spinach is an economical, convenient, and delicious treat. And no ration points required.
Yeah, that may all be true, but just between you and me, do you think I'll ever get a man?
Oh, of course you will. Why, ever since time began, my dear, men have been running after women, and women have been running after men.
Oh, then I'd better hurry home.
What for?
To get my sneakers. That's one track meet I want to get into.
Well, good luck.
Every day along about evening, when the sunlight's beginning to fade, I dream through the slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail. When it's night and crickets are calling and the coyotes are making a wail, I dream by a smoldering fire along the Navajo Trail. I love to lie and listen to the music when the wind is strumming a sagebrush guitar. And over yonder hill the moon is climbing. It always finds me wishing on a star. Well, what do you know? It's morning already. There is the dawning, so silver and pale. It's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail. Time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail. Do 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 do. Oh yes, it's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail.
I take great pleasure in introducing our fascinating guest star, Mr. Turhan Bey.
Thank you, Dinah. As I gaze upon the beauty of your face and form, I must turn to the romantic language of France to express what I feel in my heart. Vous êtes charmante, ma chérie. Si belle. Je t'aime, ma chérie.
Well, what does that mean in American? I see you took a postgraduate course at Hollywood and Vine.
Oh, you've got me wrong, Dinah. I'm not that way at all,
oh,
really.
Oh, please, now. Turhan, tell me the truth. Don't you ever get tired of chasing girls?
I'll let you know as soon as I catch one.
I bet you're the sort who'd let a blonde turn your head.
You're wrong again, Dinah. No blonde ever turned my head.
Really?
No, but the cute little redhead once made a pinwheel out of it.
Say, Dinah, I...
Oh,
I didn't see that.
Oh, it's all right. I want you to meet our guest star. This is Turhan Bey. Turhan, this is Harry Von Zell.
Turhan.
Oh, noble one. Oh, noble one, I deem it a rare and exalted experience for one so humble and lowly as I to be permitted to kneel in your most honorable presence.
Hiya, Fatso.
Fatso is... That's a fine thing. See here, my poor man's pasha. One more crack like that and I'll knock you into a cocked fez.
Harry.
That's telling him, maybe.
Now, wait just a minute, Harry. I forbid you to speak that way to a guest of our Bird's Eye Open House.
Oh, Dinah, let him talk on. It's just a preview of what it will be like when there is more gas around.
Look, Dinah, why doesn't this guy just put on his turhan and go jump in the bay?
It's not that funny, Harry.
Well,
and I want you to apologize to Turhan this minute.
I will not.
Yes, you will.
Huh?
Oh, all right. Okay. I hate to do this, Harry, but I'm going to do it.
No, Dinah.
Yes,
please.
I am, Harry.
No.
I'm going to take away your spinach.
I'm warning you, Dinah, I'll cry.
And I can just see the tears running down his bird's eye.
Oh, bird's eye. That... Look, Turhan, old boy, I am sorry.
That's all right.
I'm really very glad to know you. I must say you're very popular around town. But just this afternoon, Bing Crosby was singing a song about you.
A song about me? How did it go?
Tura, Tura, Turhan, Tura, Turhan, Bay.
Harry, you're just downright silly. Why talk such nonsense when we can ask Turhan some sensible questions about the customs of his native country?
Dinah, you're so right. Look, Turhan, there was something I wanted to ask you.
What is it?
Tell me, what is it like in Turkey where a man can have 10 and 20 wives?
Oh, that is no longer true. No, now each man is allowed only one wife.
Only one wife to a man?
Yes, yes.
Gosh. That OPA certainly gets around.
Well, Turhan, it wasn't always that way, was it?
No, no, Dinah. I remember the time I visited my uncle in Istanbul. He had 7 beautiful wives, one for every day in the week.
Which one was the prettiest?
Oh, I'm not saying. But Saturday night was not the loneliest night in the week.
Well, Turhan, I don't know much about your country, but I must say the women are beautiful.
Yes, yes, some of the girls are quite pretty.
Pretty? Oh, boy. I went to a nightclub the other evening, and I saw a Turkish girl do the dance of the 2 veils.
Harry, you mean the 7 veils.
I mean 2 veils. This nightclub had a minimum cover.
Seriously, now, Turhan... Turhan, you know, the customs of far-off places fascinate me.
Yeah, me, too. Just imagine a man having as many wives as he wants.
Yes, but I wonder what it would be like if a woman could have as many husbands as she wanted.
Oh, that would never work out.
Well, that's ridiculous, Dinah.
Well, I don't know about that. Suppose you were both my husbands now. Just suppose. I would be the breadwinner, and you'd both be home taking care of the house. Well... I can just see what it would be like in the morning. I'd be upstairs and you two would be downstairs.
Oh, Turhan, you're just an old slowpoke. I've got the table all set, and you're still fiddling around with Dinah's breakfast.
Well, I'm doing the best I can. After all, I've only got two hands, and you know Dinah eats three eggs.
Oh, you and your excuses.
Oh, Turhan, Harry.
What is it, dearie?
How many times must I tell you to stop hanging your nylon socks all over the bathroom?
Oh, bean juice. Getting so that a man can't even rinse out a few things in peace.
Now, boys, I simply must talk to you about how you run this house.
Oh, what are you going to pick on us now for?
Well, it's those paper plates you serve meals on. Isn't it about time you got some new ones?
Well, now, dear, those paper plates are not old.
Oh, no? Well, last night when I looked under my meatball, I read where Dewey had just captured Manila.
He did?
Well, boys, I must be off to the office. See you this evening.
Oh, it certainly is a woman's world, all right.
Well, just don't make yourself too comfortable. While I start cleaning the house, you run down to the butcher and get a roast for dinner.
No, there's no use of me going to that butcher.
Why not?
Well, yesterday I went there wearing a sweater, and all I got was a lamb chop.
It's getting so that even when I think of what to make for dinner, I could scream. And then there is another thing.
What's that?
Harry, I wish you wouldn't leave me alone in the afternoons.
Well, why, Turhan?
Well, you know that new girl who delivers the groceries?
Yes?
She's getting awfully fresh.
Well, now, see here. Next time, you just give her a good slap. Oh, Turhan.
Yes, Harry.
Don't you think we ought to tell Dinah the good news?
Already?
Yes. It'll make her so happy, she'll be thrilled.
Do you think she suspects?
No. I'll tell you what. We'll tell her when she gets home tonight.
Hello, boys. What have you got for dinner?
Well, how about a kiss?
Oh, all right. One for you. And one for you.
No hug?
No hug, no love, no nothing. I had a hard day at the office today.
Oh, well, sit down, dear. We have something to tell you. You tell her, Turhan.
No, you...
No, please. No, you...
Now, for heaven's sake, somebody tell me.
We have a surprise for you, dear.
You can't mean that...
Yes.
But yes. When?
In July.
Oh, you darlings. You'll never know how I've been waiting for this moment.
Well, we knew you'd be thrilled. Just think, in July...
Yes?
We'll have a brand new refrigerator.
Say, Mother, will you do me a favor? Tomorrow, if you're down at your Bird's Eye store and happen to be looking into the Bird's Eye case and, perchance, reaching in and picking out a package, take a good look at the label. If it's marked Bird's Eye, then, ma'am, you're getting the best darn buy in frosted foods there is. For you're getting Bird's Eye quality, Bird's Eye flavor and goodness. And believe me, that all adds up to a hunk of good eating. Remember, there are lots of brands of frosted foods, but only one Bird's Eye. You see, Bird's Eye offers you foods that are grown under careful supervision, picked at the peak of goodness, then immediately sorted, cleaned, and quick frozen, so that all the farm fresh flavor, the vitamins and minerals are sealed in until you're ready to enjoy them. So, for your own protection, look for and be sure you get that Bird's Eye label. Remember, for the better buy in frosted foods, better buy Bird's Eye.
Skies were dark, came Noah's Ark. Amen.
When lions roared, came
judgment day. If you believe he shall receive you,
amen.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by, there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you, some early morn, you will hear his horn. It's not far away, hold up your hands and say, there's gonna be a great day. When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by, there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morn, you'll hear his horn. La da 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 da. It's not far away.
It's not far away.
Hold up your hands and say.
Lift up your hands and say.
There's gonna be a great day.
Turhan Bey for helping to make it a thoroughly delightful evening. Next week, our guest is to be that famous Paramount star, Alan Ladd. Girls, please. Now, before we close up shop for the evening, I'd like you to mull over this thought. Food needs two things, God's good earth and man's labor. We here in America have God's good earth, but we desperately need man's labor to get that food. For right now, as you must know, there's a very serious farm labor shortage. Serious enough to threaten next year's food supply. Serious enough to cut down the flow of food to our fighting men. That's why Uncle Sam is asking for 4 million of us to join the United States Crop Corps to help the farmers grow and harvest America's crops. If you can volunteer, apply now at your county agricultural agent's office. Night, everybody.
Turhan Bey can soon be seen in Universal's Technicolor production, Night in Paradise. Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, is written by Howard Harris and Sid Zelinka. If you own a dog, then this is his lucky day, for I'm going to tell you where to send for a free sample of America's favorite dog food, Gaines Dog Meal. Got a pencil handy? Just send your name and address on a postcard to Gaines, Sherburn, New York. I'll repeat that. For a free sample of America's favorite dog food, write Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S, Sherburn, S-H-E-R-B-U-R-N-E, New York.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.